Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Is the frequency in use Whiskey 6 Lima Golf?
W6 Lima Golf, Lima Golf, W5 Abbey.
November 6, Radio Sierra X-Ray. Over.
Okay, November 6, Radio Sierra X-Ray. We've got you loud and clear aboard the International Space Station. Welcome aboard.
You're listening there to communications over ham radios. And yes, even the International Space Station has one. Ham radios have been on the scene for decades in garages and hobby basements all over the world. Ham radios are reliable and can connect over thousands of miles. So when communications went dead in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria, amateur radio put out the call. And now more than 50 volunteer radio operators are on the ground in Puerto Rico. They're bringing vital communications to recovery operations that would otherwise be dark. Mike Corey is the Emergency Preparedness Manager with the National Association for Amateur Radio, who put the radio volunteers on the ground in Puerto Rico.
This group has been ARRL's force of 50. There were 50 volunteers that were put on the list. 20 are deployed. They will be deploying with Red Cross shelter teams across Puerto Rico and working with those teams as a full member of the shelter team to provide communications between shelters and also getting information on shelter occupants back into the Red Cross Safe and Well system.
So this is all a function of the cell phone system being down, right? I mean, we heard reports earlier this week of officials in Puerto Rico getting messages literally by messenger, somebody driving to a town, running up the street with a piece of paper to hand to a mayor or a local governor.
Right. It's very much like that. The cellular networks are down, internet, and of course, with a lack of power, that contributes to the problem. Amateur radio operators in Puerto Rico that were also affected by the storm were able to set up some temporary message networks under emergency power. And of course, now as relief efforts are underway, more amateur radio operators are going in to help kind of beef up that network.
So what kind of training goes into this for your operators who volunteer like this? It's one thing to be in your garage or in your house and participate in amateur radio. Another thing to do it by the book and get all the protocols right. So what do they have to know?
The knowledge base going into something like this is pretty extensive. It is starting with being active in the amateur radio service from home. Just participating in it is a kind of a training in and of itself. Along with that, the amateur radio operators that are going have also done some cross-training with Red Cross. They've taken part in FEMA training, some independent study through FEMA's online program. They've made themselves familiar not with just how to be a good amateur radio operator, and in this case under very austere conditions, but also how to work within the environment of disaster response when you're going to be working with many different agencies and organizations that will be providing relief.
And is ham radio in this case just super reliable as a form of communication?
It is in many ways. Our ability to communicate can be done with or without infrastructure. We can use batteries, generators, solar power. So when normal means are compromised in some way, this independent communications network of amateur radio can really help get the message through when other means may not be available. And also just the diversity of the network. There's 750,000 licensees in the United States. So having this spread out network gives the possibility of getting the message to another station that may be able to relay to its final destination, or just simply get it into an email or onto, say, an online database if you're trying to get the information there. So it's a network of licensees that can be independent or work right alongside existing infrastructure.
So your volunteers are on the ground there in Puerto Rico. They'll be fanning out with the Red Cross, as you mentioned. I assume they're bringing their own equipment on this mission. How much gear do you need when you fly out on a mission like this?
Well, this one is a little bit different because we've never quite done one to this scale with so many outside volunteers coming in. So one of the things that we worked out with Red Cross is they would provide the logistics for getting volunteers trained, deployed, and set up. We would provide the communications equipment, we being the ARRL. So we sent with each one of the volunteers a Pelican case full of radio equipment, an HF radio for long-haul communications and VHF radios for short-distance communications, as well as all the tools and cables and wires and antennas that would be needed. So each volunteer went with one of these cases. The case weighs about 60 pounds and about the size of a suitcase. So they went deployed with that. But even in an emergency or a disaster, maybe a bit more locally or on the mainland, they would typically deploy with their own equipment. That's one of the other facets of amateur radio is we have our own equipment that we also will put that equipment as well as ourselves into service when called upon.
And your volunteers, what are they signing up for here? How long is the mission?
3 weeks.
3 weeks in Puerto Rico, and then they can re-up or they rotate back home?
I believe Red Cross has a kind of a policy. Once they come back, they've got to take a couple weeks off before they can deploy again.
Mike, you've got this amateur radio corps heading into a disaster zone. You guys have a slogan?
The one unique thing about amateur radio, and I think a bit of a saying that we use frequently, applies to the group that's going to Puerto Rico. The Marines are, of course, semper fidelis, always faithful. The Coast Guard is semper paratus, always ready. And amateur radio is semper gumby, always flexible.
Well, a small army of amateur radio operators in Puerto Rico in partnership with the Red Cross, providing emergency communications all around Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. Mike Corey is Emergency Preparedness Manager with the National Association for Amateur Radio. Mike, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Tomorrow is International Podcast Day. Now, if you listen to our podcast here on The Takeaway, and I hope you do, you know that we start each episode with the day's date. And behind the scenes here at the show, that simple little thing can sound something like this.
Are you hearing me? 3, 2, 1. This is The Takeaway for Wednesday, November 30th, 2016.
This is The Takeaway podcast for Tuesday, December 6th. What is the date today?
Is it the 20th or the 21st?
Ready? This is The Takeaway for August 31st.
What day is it? Is it Tuesday? This is The Takeaway for Tuesday, September 26th.
I'm sorry, Cecil B. I need to know my lines again. So it's this is The Takeaway podcast for September 27th, 2017. Can I give it to you from the top one more time?
All right. This is The Takeaway for Friday, July 21st, 2017. Boom.
This is The Takeaway for September the 19th, 2017.
It's The Takeaway for Tuesday, April 11th, 2007. Definitely 2017.
Okay, here we go. This is The Takeaway for March 17th.
Friday.
This is The Takeaway for Friday, September 29th, 2017.
Well, no matter what day it actually is, we hope you'll give our podcast a listen. Find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. See, guys, I tell you, talking down a microphone is hard.